The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Streaming radio 24/7, believe it or not, it's already the sixth day of June, if you can believe that. I don't know. I got to tell you, this is the fastest year of my life without a doubt. There is no doubt in that. But you know what? You keep delivering good things keep happening to you. I'm just going to read one line that I've been reading a lot lately of Stones and Strength, Steve Jack and the late Peter Martin. And as everyone knows, we've had massive stone lifters on here now, and it's growing more and more, and I couldn't be happier. And we're going to get into a lot more stuff down the road, believe me. This is Chapter 33, Sons of Sisyphus, page 107, and it's by our good friend Steve Jack. The struggle itself towards the heights is enough to fill a man's heart. I'm not going to say any more than that. We're going to probably talk about some stuff like that. And before I bring our good friend Andrew Derniad in, I'm going to give you some information about what's going on here at FBC and M&M. Go out to the Winner's Circle. That is out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Check out our brand new product called the Winner's Circle. All right? Now, this is a great thing, something that's going to be ongoing here. These are 12 modules strength program. It basically starts from the very beginning. I get into like where I started. The beginning is the first module. Getting started is the second. Mental fortitude is the third. Sandbag domination is the fourth. Fifth is heavy specialization with shoulder pressing and bent rows. Number six is passion for what you love. Number seven is hands-on training. Number eight is big, powerful arms. Number nine is high shrugs and the straight arm pullover. Number 10 is the return of iron boots. Number 11 is strong stone strength. Number 12 is love, passion, and my power rack. And when you order it right now, you'll get a brand new one. It's the 13th module called Stewards of Strength / Gatekeepers. And if you hear me talking at the end of the show, that's a big thing here. Now, if you decide you want to get the product today, you've got another opportunity. We call them the Fantastic Four. Right now, we have four people have signed up because they don't have big lists to send out about the product. We have Martin Janziks. Now, if you're not familiar with him, Martin's a strength athlete, trainer, and he is a world-renowned stone lifter. And he really is preserving the old world connections of physical culture with his page right now, with every famous stone, the weight, where it's located, how to get there, et cetera, et cetera. Number two, we have David Whitley. He's an old-time strongman, bender, trainer, author, speaker, and he is the king of the bent press. Douglas Graham, he's another great guy from the UK. He's an expert on kettlebells, maces, clubs, powerlifting, and he's a coach of the Art of Functional Movement Academy. That's what he calls it. This guy can take office workers that sit behind a computer all day and really wreak havoc on their body and straighten them out. So he's another gem. Then we got Dr. William Wong. Now, he's a classical naturopath, a PhD, exercise physiologist, certified sports trainer, and he's also a speaker and World Sports Medicine Hall of Fame member. And in my opinion, he makes the truest supplements out there, believe me. And if you want to pick a guy, if you feel you need some testosterone help, he's the man. So if you do that, look what you get. You get an hour free with those gentlemen. You would buy the product. I would be notified, and I would contact any one of the four you'd like to speak to. Now, the next thing is, go out. We have a contribution page now on Fiorello Barbell Company, all right? And If you contribute right now $25, you will get free our first module from the Winner's Circle, which is the beginning. Now, just some of the highlights of it. You're going to obliterate obstacles, success manifested, overcoming roadblocks, and the power of optimism. You're going to get more out of that than you are on most stuff out there for $25, believe me. And these are just all success-oriented things. And if you listen to me, and when you listen to Andrew and I today, if you're not familiar with the way we talk, well, I guess you're going to get a life lesson today. $50, obviously, will get you the first module, the beginning, but you'll also get a free half an hour, a free consultation with me. I will discuss, outline, and I'll encourage anything you want to do, and I will definitely help build yourself towards your future goals. So a half an hour time is a lot of time to get a lot done. Think about that. Out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com/contribution-page and then /. So go out and help out the cause. Anything you'd like to give, it'd be great. You hit the contribution button and it goes right out to PayPal. So you got it. You got no fuss, no muss. You're on your way. And you could keep something working with us for the next 30 years while we become highly solvent. And I appreciate everything everyone does here, believe me. Also, today, I'm just going to hit it lightly, but it's not light. Today's the anniversary of D-Day, Normandy. Yeah, I don't see much of it anywhere, and it's just absolutely amazing. And I would tell anybody, young, middle, old, you should go out and read it. I've been reading tons of stuff today about it online. Very, very important day in the world. So I would tell you to go out and look at it. Well, it's been a long time. We haven't had this gentleman on, and it hasn't been other than we're doing it every couple months. Andrew's busy. I'm doing a billion things, but I said the other day, I said, I got to get him on. We haven't had him on, and I enjoy this guy immensely on the show. So I'm going to give you a little information about this gentleman. Number one, he's the owner of DerniatStrength.com. He's one of the top grip guys in the world, and he's a world top-ranked all-around lifter. And we're going to talk about a couple things. Andrew, obviously, is in the everything, man, physical for sure, and mental. We're going to talk about he is going in an Ironman in the next 4 days. But then we're going to get into some more really, really fun mental preparation stuff. Andrew, long, I know, but welcome back, sir. It's always an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. It's always fun to be here, and we get to go out there and spread the knowledge.
And that's one thing that needs to be spread and spread heavily. We need not only to spread it, I think we need to spray it up in the clouds so it drops down on everybody. Man, anything I missed, give it out.
You're pretty good. Love the intro.
Yes, sir. All right. I follow you. I see you all over Facebook, and I'm a fan, obviously. Iron Man, and it doesn't surprise me one bit, but give us a lead up to why Iron Man, what you've been doing, training, how training's changed. Obviously, yeah. I'm sure your whole life has changed, but let's just start there. Let's build it that
way. You know, why Iron Man? Like most things, you blame it on your younger brother. That's truly where it comes from. I mean, I've always been fascinated with it, watching the World Championships of Kona on TV, I think on NBC every, December. I think the race is actually in October, but it goes on air, and these guys would, you know, be swimming, biking, and running ungodly distances. And it was inspiring in the stories that they tell. And it was like, man, that is something. So fast forward about 30 years, and my younger brother, he took on his first Ironman, I want to say 5 years ago, down in Louisville, Kentucky. And I went down, watched him complete that journey. And then 2 years later, he went out. He lives in Denver, Colorado, so he did the Boulder Ironman.
Okay.
For his second full Ironman. I again traveled out there to cheer him on and support him for that. And he got done with that event. And he's like, all right, the next one, I'm doing it with you. And that was like, all right, I've got to change some things up in my training if I'm going to do an Ironman.
Okay.
And a full Ironman triathlon is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and then a full marathon to run, 26.2 miles,
wow,
all within 17 hours, which is the time cap.
Okay.
So a lot of work to be done this coming Sunday out in Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
But the training has been it's been a change from the heavy lifting where, you know, at most I was working for 90 seconds of all out fury. Now I'm obviously planning to work for 15 hours of sustained forward progress.
Awesome.
But with that, I drew on a lot of knowledge from the strength gain that I could put forth into the endurance game.
Yep.
And the ultra endurance game. And you know, we spoke beforehand as to, you know, this is what we're talking about today. It transcends both whether you're an endurance athlete or a power athlete, is that mental side of things and the mental component of how you approach something and the challenges that are put forth, and then how you use your mental fortitude to sustain those challenges, adapt your philosophies around it to ultimately achieve the goal that you set forth for yourself.
Well, and that's real interesting, because we're going to get into that heavily. But I want to add, because you hit it, you scraped it briefly for me. How you've been weight training for a long, long time now. You set records all over the place. We know you're strong as hell. How, what do you feel it gave you an edge with the Ironman? Is, I know the training's different, I got it, and it's a different mindset to a point, but what has the weights and the tire flipping and the one-handed power, what has that, what do you, where do you feel you're going to have an edge, even though you've never done it before? What do you feel like mentally and bodily from all the years prior to where you're going in a few days?
Yeah, a few things I feel translated very well. One, structural integrity from all the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
You see, triathletes and ultra endurance athletes are sometimes notoriously frail.
Mm-hmm.
Very good at moving forward, but they're susceptible to stress fractures and fractures. They're great if you keep them in their directed mode of transportation, swimming, biking, or running.
Mm-hmm.
But if they fall, it's almost like China falling off the counter. It just
right.
shatters.
Right.
And I've seen where athletes will take a fall on the bike and it can almost ruin their year. Or they run a little too far and their legs stress fracture in places. And granted, I mean, that could happen to me as well, but I have a lot more my body has a tremendous amount of resilience built into it.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I've found is again, on the mental side of things, we as lifters kind of know how to push through some pain.
Oh, yeah.
We, you know, being hurt just unfortunately ends up being just a daily occurrence.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you learn to manage some of that pain, and through the competitions, and I was talking to my lifters before this past weekend, is I have got two rules here at the gym that apply to all my competitive lifters.
Yep.
One, you don't ever hurt yourself in the gym.
Yep.
But if you go when you go to a competition, prepare yourself to break shit.
Yep. Absolutely.
It can sound kind of harsh. I'm like, you should never hurt yourself in the gym or in training. That is foolish. But when it comes time to compete, you got to be willing to have shit break. And when I say shit, I mean your body.
Yeah.
You may pull muscles. You may break bones. You may pull ligaments. You may, you know, it.
Yeah.
But you're in competition, and I can allow that to happen if you're in competition. If you do that in the gym, now I'm going to be yelling at you because we have an argument. And that's a mental side of things.
Yeah.
that puts you in a special place, because in order to break records, by definition, you have to do something that nobody has ever done before.
Yep.
And so you have to take your body and your mind and put it someplace that has never been. And that's a very fine line between success and the emergency room.
Without a doubt. And I'll tell you another thing. I think you've got the edge on these guys. Lifters, especially with what you do, I do, and a lot of our friends on the show do, we lift very heavy, which builds a lot of bone density, number one. And number two, you know, ligaments, tendons, muscle. Look, I've had a tear. A lot of people have. It happens, right, like we were just talking about.
Yeah.
But you have built areas that most human beings don't build or don't even know how to build, okay? I mean, I'm not saying that something could not happen, but I think that you're in a much better place, especially for the first time of doing this, because you've done things prior to this that there might be some athletes. I have no idea what these, you know, I've seen Ironman contests. I've been at them. I was at a big one up in Lake Placid about 7 or 8 years ago. I get it. But if I'm betting people that do what you do, maybe they're, and I'm not saying anywhere near what you do, you might get 1% out of the whole pile. All right. Strengthening areas in different ways is quite a great feat, number one. And let's face it, Andrew, most people don't understand the kind of stuff we rage at and do, because a lot of people have either been taught or don't see the benefits from it. A couple friends of mine that I used to do a lot of training with, I've talked about this, when I started doing the dead stop training, they used to laugh at it, say it was a waste of time, blah, 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 blah. Obviously, everyone knows the story. They went their way, I went mine. I'm still doing it, and as I was telling Andrew a little while ago, I just added some bands to things, and our good friend, mutual friend of ours, John McKean, when I told him what I did, he says, "You're out of your mind, man." He goes, "You just did a double dead stop through basically an isometric standing up with 70 pounds of friggin' band on you, man." So we're doing other things, but to make a long story short, just that type of training, when we're talking about mental tenacity, for as mental as that was yesterday, and I know I haven't hammered on the heaviest stuff I will get to, and I haven't added on, you know, more than a third, you know, I still think 70 pounds of bands is still not chicken feed, but it will get bigger, obviously, and we could add 2, 3, 4 bands on here. But what I'm trying to get at quickly is this. I just took myself mentally somewhere else, And John said to me point blank that he said, "Weren't you out of alignment when you're coming up and everything?" And I told John and Andrew, "I don't think I've ever come up so straight in my life, literally." And I traveled through those bands very fast. And I'll tell everybody why I'm doing this, because everybody knows me and Stones, how I'm a maniac about them. I'm doing all different movements with bands at different heights and whatnot, because bands give me, and everybody else that knows how to use them properly, you're going to get speed, man. And everything you do with a rock is speed. Yeah, you got it. Believe me, if you're not strong enough, you're not picking up a 200-pound rock. But when you go and you want to pick up 418-pounders and you want to go and grab the invert and do the dinnies, you damn well better be fast, okay? Go ahead, Andrew. Take it. Comment on anything, bro.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's – and you're doing exactly what needs to be done, which is you're going outside your comfort zone. You're trying different things, and you're going against that quote-unquote grain – of conventional wisdom.
Yep.
And go in there and say, "No, this is going to make me better."
Yep.
And that's what you need. And that's that brings me to sort of my next, you know, that's the beauty of training, is it's like, all right, I got the Ironman this Sunday.
Yeah.
That'll be done. What's next? Well, you already have the what's next.
Yep.
I've talked to a few other trainers just around the country that I respect for their feedback. But I always get one of the things I get asked all the time, what's the single, if you had, you know, you're on a desert island, what's the single best exercise that you can do for your body.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's everybody gets into squats, deadlift, you know, debate goes on. And one that I always throw out there is the clean and press.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, if you had to choose one movement to do, clean and press is probably going to hit just about everything.
Yep.
To some extent. So, well, you know, like as yourself, time to put the money where the where your mouth is.
Yep.
And so after the Ironman, you know, I'll still do my outdoor adventure stuff of biking, running, swimming, doing climbing, everything. But when I'm in the gym and I'm training 5 days a week, I'm only going to use the clean and press.
I love
it. The only motion I'm going to use in the gym. And on Mondays, I'm going to go for a heavy barbell clean and press.
Yep.
Tuesdays, I'm going to go for higher reps. I'm going to use the kettlebells.
Yep.
Wednesdays, I'm going to come in, work up to heavy dumbbells, do, you know, lighter sets and reps, but ultimately work up to heavy dumbbells. Thursday, I'm going to grab the sandbags and you know, clean press sandbags.
Oh, yes.
Heavy and hard, I can go on those. And then Friday is going to be strongman day. Coming in clean. Clean and press stones, engine blocks, logs, axles, everything. If I can get it over my head, I sure shit, I'm going to try.
Oh, shit, man. You're good. So
it's going to be 5 days a week. I'm looking to shoot for, you know, at first I plan to go for 8 weeks. If I can go full 12, 5 days a week, nothing but clean and press, and we're going to watch my strength grow.
I would say more than that. Unless you're going to limit your feet, I think you're going to see a massive body growth too, man.
Yeah, and so that's it. It should be fun and exciting, and because it's the, you know, like I said, I get the question all the time, and I'm sure you do as well. What's the one best thing I can do?
Yeah,
and I've routinely gone to the clean and press. So I said, you know what? I've got 8 to 12 weeks to burn. I'm going to do nothing but clean and press and I'm going to do a baseline of even back squat, bench press, and deadlift, you know, the classic power lift.
Sure.
Ahead of time to get a baseline, do 8 to 12 weeks of clean and press, go back, test those three lifts, and see the changes.
I would say that you're going to see monstrous changes because, you know, when you think about from top of the head down to the bottom of your feet, any type of cleaning, pressing, stone, sandbags, my God, man. You know, I don't know if people realize this, but for anybody that's new to any type of this type of talk on the show, they call it a full body movement. And when I say full body, that means head to toes. And I have said this, and I'm sure you have said this, maybe we've even said it on previous shows. The press, and this is where I talk about in the winner's circle too. Think about all of the movements, my friend, that have been lost through the years, okay? Clean and press, press off wherever, you know, in a power rack, whatever you want to do. Dips, pullovers, power rack training, sandbag lifting, stone lifting, any type of flipping of things. Farmers walks are around, but other than you'll occasionally see guys doing it, but the norm of it would be like in a World's Strongest Man or something to that, you know, something, a Viking challenge or whatever. You know, what Andrew is getting into not only is very impressive, but here's another thing. To me, he's bringing back an era, ERA, that really is, you don't see much anymore. There's probably some gyms around the country. I'm sure Andrews, they do it all in. I know Luke does. But it's not commonplace anymore. Big objects overhead, nobody wants to mess around with too much. It'd be more like, and there's nothing wrong with it, everybody, before you get uptight. There's nothing wrong with doing a flat bench as long as you're not arching 10 feet in the air and wearing every goddamn piece of rubber that can go on a man. That's just my preference, all right? I believe in things strict. Yeah, overhead, you got to give a little leg knot. Yeah, dip and hit, no big deal. But what I'm saying is I think just listening to what he's just said to us is everything he's doing is harking back to the old days. He's just bringing it forward in 2017 And then we're going to get to see not only his strength, but visually, he's going to change big time. I can just envision it right now. I mean, the upper back and right down through the erectors, you know, right down through the hamstrings, you know, right now. When you stand taut with a bar overhead, folks, you'll have teardrops in your quads like you've never seen before. And I'm not talking bodybuilding shit either. I'm talking real stuff. Go ahead, man. I could go on and on about that.
No, I mean, it's – but that's just it. I mean, I've always been a fan of the history of strength. I mean, you look back and you look at, you know, anything written by Gorner, Hackenschmidt, Saxon, you know, and what those guys were doing back in the day. And it's at its simplest. Pick heavy things up, put them overhead.
Okay.
You know, that is where it started, with the barbell and everything that we do to this day. And you look at, you know, yourself, you know, stones, they do stones, sandbags, kegs, lifting those and pressing them overhead does something hormonally. It does something muscular. It does something tendon, ligament wise, skeletal, you know, all of it. Is hardened in a way that you can't get just in doing it simply. And like you said, the bodybuilding style of lifting, it's straight primal. And I'm going to take it and run with it and looking forward to the results, and it's going to be great.
No, I'm sure you're going to get results. And that's what, you know, we've been talking about this on the last six shows. Martin Janzik, I'm sure you heard of from Scotland, is a very good friend of the show, and I've become very good friends with him, obviously, with Skype, and I'm going to go over and lift stones with him. And we get talk. It's like you. I mean, you know, and this is offline we're talking too. You know, we love to talk about strength and different things we like to do and everything. You know, two things he said to me, and I take it pretty serious from this guy because – he's a joker, but when it comes to training, I don't get any joking like when it's serious shit, and I love that, man. And one of the things he feels to become a great stone lifter, and there's no – I can't dispute him with that, is he'll take a 500-pound tire and flip it for an hour. Now, he's talking about taking even a bigger tire and going for a 24-hour flip. I don't know how he'll do it, what type of brakes, whatever. But I know he can do it. But the thing that really got me going, and I hadn't done it in years, was he said to me, you know, Eric, if you can clean, lap, and press a 200-pound sandbag overhead, you could lift any stone you ever wanted to. In my head, it felt like somebody hit me right across the head with a sledgehammer. And I was like, holy shit. You know, like, I never really thought of things that way, but 200-pound sandbag is a pretty nasty sandbag, and there aren't a lot of people that are going to put that overhead because it's not a barbell, obviously. But so I get it in my head. It's got to go for this thing. But then as I'm messing around with it, so far the most I've put up is a 144, and I'll just keep adding for that. I've got plenty of time. It's fine. That's not the big thing right now. What happened all in the sequence with that was I found – I have it right in front of me because I read it every day. I found an old Iron Man, Perry Rader, of course, July 1972, volume 31, number 5 for anybody that's got it. Casey Viator is on the cover, and it talks about spinal erect day. And they've got I would assume he's somewhere from the Soviet bloc. And he's definitely an Olympic lifter among who knows what else. And they got a picture of this guy, and he's not any more than probably a 198er, and he's got a back on him like nothing you've ever seen before. And I'm talking, you know, when you've seen pictures of years ago of a hole on the cover of Milo magazine or Riegert or any of these guys, and, you know, what is the driving force besides their big everywhere? Look at their back. And I read it, and I've heard things, and I've talked to people, and I wish I could remember who I spoke to because it was somebody that I really respected. It might not have been anybody even with the show, But I remember reading it or hearing it or whatever, and they said, which, you know, Andrew's talking about simplistics here. Once again, another simplistic thing that sometimes goes over your head. That's why I'm out rereading everything I've ever bought from Everything with Strength. I've got books laid all over the place. I mean, that I haven't read in 25 years that I'm reading again. And one of the things it was, oh, it was in the Iron Man issue. That's where it was. The bigger your spinal erectors are and the bigger you get your back like that, there should be nothing you can't lift. Now, someone will argue the fact with me on some bullshit about it, but think about it. When your back is that built, that deep, that strong, going from the base of your neck right down to the top of your ass crack, that is definitely going to be quite a good beneficial thing. So I've gotten into this stuff insanely big now, and my goal is not only I'll hit the 200-pounder, but I want to have a back that is so massively much bigger from trap all the way down where, you know, like everybody will say, oh, God, look at the arms and chest on him. You know what they're going to say? That guy's got a back as broad as a barnyard door. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, step foot on any – I'm not here in the Midwest. Step foot onto a farm.
Oh, yeah.
And what does a farmer say? Oh, it's a good worker. He's got a strong back.
Yep.
They don't talk about anything. Coast to coast, he's got a strong back. Got a strong back. That's a hard worker. That's a tough kid. Got a strong back. They don't go out there, oh, he's got strong biceps. he's got good-looking abs.
Yep.
Who cares? He's got a strong back. That kid can work all day. I'll take that one. You know, that's, you know, it's right there. You know, you can go in any arena. Give me the kid. Give me the guy. Give me the woman. With the strong back and the erectors, it's all show in front. You know, you look in the mirror, it's all the show muscles.
Yeah.
You look at, you go to the backside, that's all the go muscles. You know, and that is up and down the board. That, you know, that's what you want. You want to work the stuff on the backside of the body if you want to be great.
Well, let me ask you this. Obviously, after the Iron Man and you start up with the shoulder girdle plus everything else, which is very impressive, obviously, too. I mean, that right there signifies a lifter for sure when done properly and looks like the part. Where are you going? That's definitely a mental thing. I mean, you're going to be going into 5 days a week. Nothing that you haven't done before, but it is going to be new. You're going to come up with things that might not work the way you want. Maybe make some changes, et cetera, et cetera. As we know, every goal to become great and complete doesn't mean we leave the goal. We might just alter it a little. So where are you? You're going. What is the mental plan? I mean, you told us what you're going to be doing, but what are you thinking about the first day you go in there?
Yeah. Starting off, and you know, I'm, you know, being older and hopefully a little wiser now.
Yeah.
It's, you know, number one, especially coming from strict endurance training to back to strength training, it's going to be, again, don't hurt myself. So play the long game.
Yep.
I'm not going to be great in a week. I'm going to be great in 12 weeks.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is going to be conditioning the body, but not shying away from those heavy loads. And so again, it's going to be balancing volume and intensity. With the barbell, yes, I'm gonna keep the intensity higher. I'm not gonna do anything more than 1-2 reps at a time.
Of course, yeah, right.
And cap my total lifts for the day between 20 and 30 total lifts for the day with the barbell, but in taking longer rest breaks. With the kettlebell, using the kettlebell truly with where it was designed, which is for that strength endurance. And so now I'm gonna be doing higher repetitions with the kettlebells. With the clean and press dumbbell wise, I'm looking at doing some ladders.
Okay.
I was like, I got a full dumbbell rack here. Let's, you know, do some ladders, you know, pick a number, say, okay, I'm going to do 8 reps each arm and I'm going to work my way up the rack, see how heavy I can go and then work my way back down. So ladders, pyramids, however you want to call it.
Sure.
In that fashion. Sandbags, I'm going to use sandbags on the strongman day. I'm going to use more of it as sort of a metabolic conditioner.
Yep.
and going heavy. Like you said, you know, you're putting that 200-pound sandbag overhead, you can lift any stone. And I'm going, man, I remember the first time I put a 200-pound sandbag overhead.
Yeah.
And it took a few weeks of practice. I'm nowhere near it right now. But, you know, cleaning it to the shoulders wasn't necessarily the hard part. It was situating the hands underneath to be able to then press to lock out overhead without dropping it, either, you know, on my head or out in front or off to the side. Well, you know, it took a lot of practice to do that because you really can't push press a sandbag because it's just going to fold on top of you. It's just going to fold around you. And it goes in a lot of places that you don't want. So, so using the sandbags is sort of a conditioner, and then strongman day is going to be very much, you know, some medley type situations where, you know, I'll put out a variety of objects, you know, lighter to heavier, you know, light to heavy, heavy to light. Some days it may be, you know, sprint to this object, lift it, sprint back to another one, lift it, and do different series with those. You know, I've got a few variety, you know, things in my head that I think will work, but it's going to be, again, pick it up off the ground, press it overhead, and go from there. And so it's going to be managing fatigue and recovery within that exercise. And so a lot of it is going to, and knowing that I don't want to be strong today. I want to be strong in weeks to come.
Exactly.
So on day one, I don't want to go in and thrash myself because then I can't come back tomorrow. That's one thing we know with strength training and strength development, it's repeatability.
Yep.
I want to be able to repeat this over time, adding extra resistance or extra speed to the motions. That's going to lead to greater fitness. And so if I can keep those principles of gradual progressive overload over time, I will have success. If I try to shortchange it and go the express route, I'm just going to end up hurt and frustrated, and that's not going to lead anywhere. So I need to, you know, and that may occur anyways, me taking the slow route with the personality of being a go-getter.
Yeah.
I may overdo it. I may have to sit back and pull myself back in. And that's where I like to tell other people what I'm doing so other people can look at what I'm doing and question my recoverability from certain workouts because I need that myself.
Yeah, everybody needs that. I've been doing a lot of stuff with egg timers again, too, on occasion, where I'll set one for an hour. I'll do all my body weight warm-ups. That usually takes around 20 minutes. I'll go right in, set the egg timer for an hour, go in, and if I don't have it done, it's over for the day. Now, I found this to be really beneficial. Usually I'll come back, not the next day, the day after, and I'll usually have one big lift or whatever I'm going to do, and the egg timer after the warm-up gets set for a half an hour. And I'll tell you, the feedback I've gotten from my body is this. I try to get everything finished. I don't always complete everything. So once again, you have to put everything away, which is really hard to do, and shut that garage door and go in. And I have found one thing, though, that's happening now. Obviously, I'm becoming more time efficient. I'm much quicker, because remember, I'm alone, like you probably are a lot of times. So I'm loading an awful lot of plates on bars or dumbbells, and I don't care how quick you go, man. It takes minutes to do. It's just a fact of life. And then, you know, maybe get a little drink, spit it out, and get under that bar and go or whatever I'm doing. Well, what I found with the half hour and then coming back to the hour or 2 days later, everything is firing way much better. And I don't think I ever was a time waster at all. But what you do is just like business. You learn to use your time and be very efficient with things. And what I find is when I'm doing that, a lot of times I'm much more aggressive under the bar or over the bar or whatever I'm doing, because it's not something that I'm repeating to myself, but it is already ingrained or etched in my brain that, hey, you know, you hear tick, 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 tick. I'm not looking at that egg timer, but I know that my time is only going to be so long. I can't stay out after this. And I've had extreme success doing things like this. It's an eye-opener to anybody that's never trained that way, and it was to me, but I had to do it, and I'm still doing it on a lot of occasion, and I am going to do it once I get this band worked to the way I want to. I want to see how fast I can get loaded, get those bands the way I need to have them set and go with it, because my crazy-ass brain, like I said in the beginning, all I'm thinking about is how fast can I leverage a rock off the ground? How fast can I pull the sandbag? And I know exactly what you mean when you go to press it. It's almost impossible like that. And what's happened to me, even with the 144, for some reason, my body seems to shift more to the right shoulder with it when I'll clean it and have it right there. I get, you know, you can get it moved over and get it straight and press it. But it ain't easy, folks, because that stuff does not, and I repeat, does not want to be lifted. And as I've told everybody, I ought to buy stock in duct tape. As I'll tell you right now, Andrew, duct tape is my best friend when it comes to sandbags. Take it away.
Putting them back here.
Well, everything.
Going back to putting yourself on the timer.
Sure.
One of the best things of putting yourself on the timer is now you got to trim the fat.
Yep.
You're down to the lean parts of your workout that you know are the biggest bang for your buck motions to put on the most strength in the shortest period of time. That's what that timer is going to do.
Yeah.
It's going to go, okay, guess what? I've got 20 minutes. I got 30 minutes. What do I want to do? My goal is to be as strong as humanly possible in 30 minutes.
Yep.
You're saving the bicep curls for after Sunday brunch. that's not your two when you first get to the gym. You know, when you first start in there, you're going after the heavy squats, the heavy deads, the clean and presses. You're going after the big lifts that are going to put the most strength and muscle on your body, harden your tendons and ligaments the most efficient way. And so I think a lot of us probably need to put that timer on ourselves. When we go to the gym, trim the fat, and get back down to what truly works when we want to get strong.
I totally agree. You know something? There's so many little things you can do that most people never explore or create or anything like that. And I'll hit this a million times before our 30 years is done. You've got to really take responsibility for what you do. And I mean this wholeheartedly. You know, we talk about responsibility. We talk about effort. We talk about goals. We talk about not letting things just break us right into the ground where so many people will let this happen to you. I'm really embarking on some big mental things right now, and I don't really want to get into them, but I think Andrew would really enjoy what I'm doing right now. I am basically taking and stripping the varnish right off my brain right now. I've had things mentally right now. It could have been from years ago, being the way I'm doing things right now, that are coming up and I can get rid of. Not that it's anything bad, but you collect a lot of debris over the years. People say things to you. Things happen in your family. You lose loved ones. You lose girlfriends, whatever. There's a lot of scarring at times that can happen with you. There's a lot of things in your training that can happen to you. And I'm telling you right now, folks, physical culture to me is the best thing that has ever been in my life. There's many, many things. But without your strength and your health, it doesn't matter about the other things. And I've come to realize that more than ever in the last year. And I am telling you all out there, don't be afraid either. Go out and explore what you are mentally. Go out and listen to tapes. We had Matt Fury on here the other day, Andrew, and the show was absolutely off the wall. And we were talking about psycho-cybernetics there. And just unbelievable stuff, you know. the things that go on, you know, when you know, they're doing plastic surgery on people that are think that they're ugly and they get it done or something happens to them and they still don't, they have a poor self-identity of who they are. Just amazing things that can happen to the brain, to our thought, to our confidence, to our belief system. And it's like, if you want to do things like press 5 days in a row, if you want to build spinal erectors like Roman columns, if you want to go and do an Ironman, if you want to go to Iceland and lift the Husafell stone, I got to tell you all, you better have something the others don't. Because I'm telling you, firsthand experience, the possibility, like we talked about, when you're going full bore, you can have an injury. I've sustained them like many others. You come back, fix it, and keep going, unless you don't want to do it. But I'm going to tell you something you better have. You better have a will of iron like nothing you can ever imagine out there. Nothing. Because this is why I'm doing this. I want to grow myself so mentally. And I can feel it every day, just things I'm doing, things I'll have, like I don't have it on right now, but there will always be something playing now about you're a winner, you're inspired, your beliefs are what are going to carry you in life. How confident are you? Where do you want to be? What is your goal? How do you know to turn around a goal? Change it. We all got it. I'm sure Andrew's going to have to do that at times when he does the pressing. There might be something that doesn't agree with him. He's going to change it. But I've said enough. But what I'm saying is here, you should really go out and think about, you know, stripping the varnish off. Because I'm telling you right now, as confident as you think you are, I can tell you right now, I've had a change in me in the last 2 weeks I've never had in my life. And every single thing is positive. Things aren't rattling me much at all, especially with the business, because we're so stressed right now with money. It's not doing it to me anymore. And there's many other things I could read to you off, cards, everything else. We could probably do a whole show on that. It would blow your mind what I tell you. Go ahead, Andrew. The rest is yours. Yeah. Summarize everything. Give out your info. I'll give mine and hang on the line because I know we're getting near time.
Yep. Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's what to get philosophical and, you know, to find yourself, you need to strip it down to its barest essentials, push forward, embrace some discomfort, have self-reflection, look inward, have a process to go through to lead yourself to a better place. Mm-hmm. Is where you're going. And this weekend with the Ultra Endurance event of the Ironman, I'm going to go through a boatload of emotion in that 15-hour period, potentially 17-hour period, that I'm out there.
Yep.
We're going to jump in the water at 6:30 in the morning, and I'm going to travel 140.6 miles in that day. There's going to be highs. There's going to be lows. Mm-hmm. There's going to be stuff that's in between. I'm going to be giggly happy. I'm going to be sad. Everything.
Yep.
You name it, it's going to be there. But at the end, it's stripped down to me.
Yeah.
It's me and the finish line, and that's it. And it's going to be self-reflection, self-talk to get myself through those challenging times to continue moving forward.
Yep.
As long as I'm moving forward, I'm heading in the right direction. And I gotta take some mental fortitude and take everything that I sit out here and preach and talk to everybody else.
Yep.
And I gotta do that myself and say, listen, this can be done. And then I can come home from that and I'm going to change that into a barbell endeavor. And I've done it in the past with the barbell and with weights. And I need to continue moving that forward in a multitude of avenues because it can be done, I feel, in any arena if you apply the right process to that endeavor.
I agree.
And that's what you're doing, whether it's your business, your personal life, or your lifting. Falling back on that process of and self-reflection and continuing to move forward is going to get you somewhere. And if you want, that get somewhere can be literally world-class feats of strength, world-class feats of business, world-class feats of, you know, relationship.
Yep.
And it just takes time and continued effort. It doesn't happen just sitting on the couch. But, you know, we could go on and on. So, you know, that's my bit there. And like I said, if anybody's got questions, reach out to me. I'm on Facebook, Andrew Durniant. My website, DurniantStrength.com, D-U-R-N-I-A-T, Strength.com. It's got my cell number, my email address. Everything's on there. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, DS_outside. And yeah, I mean, pursue activity, pursue greatness, you know, just keep moving forward. But also take a moment to have some reflection as to where you're at and how you can do it better. Cause it can, you know, if better is possible, good is never enough. Always be better.
Absolutely. You got everything, my friend?
I'm good.
Okay. This is Motivation Muscle streaming radio 24/7. Go out to Fiorella Barbell Co. As we said in the beginning, download, get it. It's awesome. The Winner's Circle, as I said, also too, contribute to the show. There's a new page out there. It'll take you right to PayPal out on FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Go out to MotivationMuscle.com/category/podcast. Just go out and look at all the shows Andrew and I have done over the last year. As everybody knows, we are closing in on 700 podcasts in a little over 2 years. Even the people at Blueberry were shocked. And I was like, well, we want to build the brand, and we are going to be number one, and we are going to be live, I would assume, within the next couple years. And that would be monumental. Just think if you could come on live and ask questions of Andrew and myself on a show. I mean, that would be damn amazing, let me tell you. And we couldn't be happier, and we're hatching all kinds of stuff. But go out there and look at all that. Also, too, Apple and Stitcher, give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten. We appreciate that from everybody. Also, too, what is it? AHA, A-H-A. That's a directory we're on. All the new cars have the ability to get podcasting in them now. All you have to do is go out and search for Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. You get us in your car every day of the week, all day, all night, and that's a pretty good thing. Go out to Fiorella Barbell at nightcap.r.com if you'd like Andrew and I to do a specific show together. Also, too, I'll leave you with many things here. Number one, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give words of inspiration. 5 words can change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile for the day. That might be all they get. If you're going to lift it, twist it, bend it, break it, squat it, push it, pull it, press it. And if you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Stone Crusher says in Blood Red, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Well, folks, in today's world, thank God for us then, huh? Because I think there's low levels pretty much everywhere else when you hear the way the talk is now. And that's a whole nother 10 shows, believe me. Frank Klein, my greatest college professor in business, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. And our good, good friend, who's like a father figure to me, John Ridge, who we've lost almost 3 years ago. He used to walk every patient. He was a chiropractor, and he would say 2 words, keep smiling. I dare you say that to yourself and not smile no matter what kind of day you're having. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming, because we are not going to knock on your door. We'll put our foot through it. Join the family. Join the revolution. I'll tell you, it's the biggest stuff you're ever going to see. Also, as the great Les Brown says, you all have greatness in you, but we'll take it 2 steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. And I don't know many people in today's world, other than probably on this show and a few of our friends who aren't on here, that would do that for you. It's very important. That and loyalty. I live by loyalty. If you can't have loyalty, you can't be a friend of mine. I got news for you right now. It's very, very important. Andrew, always an honor. Great show. Welcome back, obviously, and we will get ready to do another one in a few.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
And all, from myself and I'm sure everybody, go out in that Ironman, set a record, and bring it all home, brother.
Will do, brother.
You got it. All right, everybody. So we'll have Andrew on. Remember, today's only Tuesday. You got how many more days left in the week to go out and do something big? Go out and do it. Life expects that from you. So, for Andrew Derniat, this is Eric Fiorello. As I said, go out and do something magnificent. It's very, very important. Have a great week, everybody, and we will talk to you soon, and thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.